Step Out is a diverse themed podcast series presented as a devotional read, tailor-made to engage and empower the Christian believer. Join Renovar Ministries as we step out in faith together.
Despite any opposition you may face here on earth as God's child, you can make the personal decision to remain loyal to the Lord and to trust in His perfect timing. By the time Darius became the next king of Babylon, Daniel was no longer a young man. Daniel had grown in both wisdom and influence within the kingdom. The entire kingdom was very large, so Darius chose to set 120 princes of his kingdom to assist in governing it. Then, over those 120 princes, he appointed 3 presidents, with Daniel being one of them. The king really favored Daniel because Daniel had such an excellent spirit, and the king wanted to put him in charge over all the leaders. This in turn created jealousy with the hearts of the other presidents and princes, and they conspired to find fault with Daniel's actions so that they could report it against him to the king. Can you imagine such a large crowd trying to scrutinize your every move? Wonderfully so, they could not actually find a single fault in Daniel's conduct. There was no corruption and no misconduct because Daniel was so diligent in what he did and because he was a righteous son of the Lord. Then this group conspired to set him up in a murderous plot in respect to his belief in God. They literally used his own religion against him. They also tricked the king to participate by saying that they felt that everyone in the kingdom should only bow down to the king and worship him and no one else. They asked him to sign a special decree pertaining to this. Regrettably, the king succumbed to this pressure and agreed to the proposed plan. Unaware and oblivious, he failed to grasp that Daniel consistently engaged in open prayer to his God. Despite this decree, signed by the king, Daniel did not change his actions. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber, open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he had done previously. The corrupt leaders made a deliberate attempt to catch Daniel in the act of praying to the Lord. They then told the king that Daniel was dishonoring him by praying to his God. It was only then that the king realized what had actually transpired. He tried everything in his own possible strength to help Daniel, but unfortunately, he couldn't go against what he had signed. So Daniel was thrown in the den of lions, and a stone was placed over the entrance of the den so that no one could get in or out of it. Even so, the king encouraged Daniel that his God will save him, and he even fasted for Daniel and stayed up all night. In God's glory and might, he sent an angel in the den to shut the mouths of those ferocious wild animals. Daniel was completely unharmed. Daniel remained a loyal son of the Lord in his faith and worship, so God honored Daniel by preserving his life and giving him his peace. God worked the situation to the good, and King Darius wrote a special decree that everyone in his kingdom should honor and respect Daniel's God. He proclaimed how God is a miracle worker who rescued Daniel from the lions. As God's son or daughter, you have the choice to remain loyal in testing times and to put your trust in God, despite the opposition you may face. You can trust God for His hand of preservation and for His divine peace.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please feel free to connect with us through our website at www.renovarministries.org for free resources. Or if you need any prayer, may God bless you and your family. Shalom.